Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello. I am waiting for Facebook to log me in. Yes, here we are. Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio, and I am Colleen VanderZeiden, a registered medium at Lilydale, as well as a certified intuitive life coach. Every week on this show, we talk about a different topic that can help you live your best life, usually some kind of strategies or suggestions to help you implement so that you can be the best version of you, and mostly with the intention of you being happier. So today our topic is anxiety, uncertainty, and hope. And as you are joining in with me today, say hello so I know you are here. Hello, Julie. Hi, Diane. Hi, Katie. Yes, you may not miss Lilydale now. It's cold, but that's what happens, right? So we are going to be talking about that tonight, anxiety, uncertainty, and hope. Before I get to that, I will do all the details, everything you need to know. As you make comments on my page is Colleen VanderZeiden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. As you make comments there, I will see them and I can respond. Feel free, as always, to ask questions, make comments. If you watched me before, you know that if you ask a question and I catch it, which I try to do, I will respond and give suggestions or whatever pops into my head that might be spirit-led or directed for you. If you're on the Lilydale page, which is the Lilydale Assembly Incorporated, the official Facebook page, I cannot see your comments while I'm live, but I will check them afterward. And if you ask a question and I know the answer or have an opinion, I will respond to your questions and statements as we go. And what else do you need to know? My website, ColleenVanderZeiden.com, and I do have to tell you that I have, my website person is amazing and has updated my radio page, and you can see all my shows from the last 2 years right there. Topics, you know which one you want to talk about, which one you want to learn more about, you can go right there and see it. My book page, my book is coming out in the next few weeks. And when I have an actual publication date, I will give it to you. I do believe it'll be about 2 weeks, 3 weeks at this point. When that is out, there will be a beautiful book page right there, and you'll be able to download the first chapter for free. Isn't that exciting? You can download the first chapter for free, see if you like it, and if you like it, you can buy it. And it will be out somewhat soon, and I will let you know when that all happens. So let's see. I'm going to check your comments as you're all joining me right here. I'm so happy to see you guys today. I have a great show planned for you because, and I will explain all this as we go. Especially, you know, during Christmas week, it seems kind of funny to talk about anxiety, uncertainty, and hope, but there's a reason for all of this, and it's all spirit-directed, of course. So hello, hello. Hi, Janet. Hi, Lynn and Shelley and Ashley and Marissa. Katie's like, I'll take it. It's been over 15 years. Well, you definitely need to come back, Katie. You definitely have to come back then. And I see Greg and Susan. Hi, Mom. Hi, Ray. Nice to see all you guys joining me tonight. What else? Anything else I need to tell you? I don't think so. Let's just get right to the topic. And if other things pop into my head, I will let you know about them as I go. Feel free, again, to ask questions as we are talking about things tonight. So what we're going to do is talk about uncertainty and how uncertainty affects us and how so frequently it does bring us into anxiety. And if you're like anybody I've talked to recently, it seems like so many people are struggling right now with anxiety and the uncertainty of the world and the situations, everything that's going on. You know, the past 2 years have been full of uncertainty and have been somewhat chaotic at times, it seems. And so many people are struggling with this and the overwhelming worry and feeling helpless. I'm finding life myself to be very strange right now. Energetically, things are happening and I just kind of go, what's going on right now? And, you know, right now we have the new wave of the pandemic, which is causing fear in some people. And we have the continued societal and political problems that have been going on for quite some time now. And of course, the big one here, which is the extreme divisiveness that is each other. You know, in our personal lives, I'm seeing so many people who are struggling with losses and grief. I can't every day I log on to Facebook and there's another loss. Somebody else has died. I'm seeing posts from people who are really worried about their families, or they have problems within their families that are very concerning, or they might be bothered by the state of the economy, yet another thing, right, that's kind of uncertain right now. And as I was thinking about doing this show, every week I prepare my show, and I think about what I might want to share with you. And this week it was a little bit of a struggle. I knew this was the topic, but usually my ideas flow. Spirit just really guides me here. And I was really struggling with this, coming up with this. And my daughter said to me, because she's heard me say this in the past, if it doesn't flow, it's not the right topic. And I said, no, this is the right topic. I know Spirit wants me to talk about anxiety, uncertainty, and hope. And I'm assuming Spirit's going to come through and make sure I give you some good information. So as we talk about this tonight, I'm going to talk about how uncertainty affects us. I'm going to talk about some ways you can minimize and diminish that anxiety. Because once we change our minds and shift our focus, what we're really focusing on, that hope can come back in. So even though things may seem to be hopeless, they're really not. And you do have a part to play in changing that vibration here. So as I was doing all this, planning it all out, I looked up the rate of the percentage rate of mental health concerns. And I saw that in the world it has rapidly increased. And I saw a CDC report from February 2021, which is almost a year ago now, that says the number of adults in the United States who have reported symptoms of anxiety or depression has increased to almost 42%. And that was almost a year ago, and that's only people who have reported it. So I would expect that the percentage is actually higher than that. And the reason I'm telling you this is not for you to feel like everything is a lost cause, okay, and that we're all falling apart. It's not that. It's so that you know if you're struggling with something mentally, with anxiety or worry or stress, you're not alone. There are so many people going through this. Don't forget we're living in an exceptional time where many people are truly struggling emotionally. So this doesn't make you a bad person, or it doesn't make you a failure or anything like this. Somebody who is struggling emotionally with anxiety or depression, sadness, worry, to me, that symbolizes a person who really cares, somebody who wants to have a great life, somebody who wants to be there maybe for other people, somebody who does want to be happy. This is a person who cares. If you didn't feel, you would be living in this numb fog, you know, numb to your life, numb to your experiences. And even though I know there are some people who are so overwhelmed that we do feel numb, give yourself some grace and forgiveness with that and do what you have to take care of yourself. You know, it's something we have to do. And I'm just going to check in and see who else is here. Hello, Allison, Lisa. Do I have two Lisas? Yes, I have two Lisas in a row. Look at that. And Katie, you were early to that game, Katie. I wonder what game you're early to. So anyway, as I was talking earlier about how Spirit led me to this topic, I trust Spirit to lead me to something that's very important, either for myself to reaffirm to myself or to share with you usually. And as I thought about this and what I thought Spirit wanted me to convey to you was what I would want when I'm in anxiety or I'm feeling worried or I'm feeling sad or something. What I want are simple, easily implemented ideas to release the anxiety. That's what I would want. Because if I can do that, that makes room for the hope to return. And hope is so important in our lives. It's really essential. It helps us affirm our power to create the happier life we want and that we deserve as well. And in a few minutes, I'm going to talk about some of these ideas that I use and I've had my clients do as well to help minimize that anxiety and minimize our fears that are related to the uncertainty. Let's see. Those of us with anxiety care too much about others, Janet is saying. Isn't that true? And that is what I have found. A lot of people who are anxious right now really do want to help. They want to be there for other people. Sometimes we do take on other people's stuff as our own, which isn't necessarily always a good thing. So we do have to know our boundaries, our lines, what's theirs and what's ours. And that can help us not carry somebody else's uncertainty and anxiety for them. So that's a good thing to think about. And Katie's saying she was here early to the anxiety game. Yes, it's so interesting, isn't it? Now, it might seem odd to talk about this during Christmas week, right? Because I am one, when there's a holiday, I don't want to do the traditional things. If Mother's Day is next week, I'm not going to talk about being a mother. Okay, I'm just not. That's not something I want to do. But with spirit direction, what I realized is the reason spirit wanted me to talk about this week is that Christmas is frequently associated with hope. Isn't it, right? We talk about Christmas miracles. My daughter and I used to joke all year long, if something happened that we didn't expect that just seemed so miraculous, we'd say, oh, it's a Christmas miracle, no matter what it was. Or at this time, at Christmas time, we're more aware of being kind and loving. We like to watch those hopeful and inspiring movies, right, to get in the mood. Or we love to hear the stories about how somebody helped somebody else, how they were there for them. And with all of this, we do have that hope that maybe this year our dream will come true, right? It may have in the past or it may not have in the past. But we always have this little bit of hope at Christmas time that our dreams are going to come true. And my theory is that this is an energy-infused time with the vibration of hope from Christmas, that it may be easier for us to access and strengthen our connection to it. Now, even if we've had situations in the past where our holidays weren't filled with love, and many people have experienced that, right? Or if we didn't get the miracle we wanted, we might start to feel cynical, and we might feel like it's impossible to have hope, that we're never going to get what we want. And that's when we move into that hopelessness. We might even criticize ourselves for not being loving or hopeful during the happiest time of the year, in quotes, right? So there's a little bit of pressure there. We've got to be happy when maybe we're struggling and we don't want to be happy. So if we're currently struggling, we might think we're powerless to feel better, or that we can't create that awesome life we want to have. We might feel like hope is a lost cause, you know, an elusive or impossible dream. With all the uncertainty in our lives, we can feel like we're drifting without direction, just drifting. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where we're going to end up. We might feel lost, and that's what's creating our anxiety. But here's a little interesting twist on uncertainty. And don't worry, the strategies are coming. But here's a twist. The other day, a friend who is a mental health professional told me that studies have proven that we have to have uncertainty to have hope. And as she said that to me, I thought, that's really interesting. I had never thought about that. I had never considered the idea that uncertainty is a part of having hope. And she used the example that so many of us have heard or maybe even experienced with people who have had serious illnesses and they're unsure of the outcome. But somehow, many of them still move into hope, or they hope for the best. And I've gathered what frequently happens is that people learn that they have to be more comfortable in the uncertainty as they recognize the need to accept those things that they have no control over. We don't have control over the outcomes of a lot of situations, right? So when we're stuck in uncertainty and stuck in the anxiety, we're focused on the unknown, what's going to happen, and we start doing the negative what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? It could be this way, and it could be that. And we get stuck there, focused on something we have no control over. So with the uncertainty leading us to hope, we have to move in this acceptance that there are certain things we cannot control. And once we do that, the hope returns. And with that comes more gratitude, appreciation, and happiness. Now, it's very natural, of course, to resist uncertainty. We don't like it. We want to know the outcome. We feel safer when we know what's going to happen. But if we were going to intentionally choose to accept uncertainty, we actually make room for the hope to reappear. Rather than avoiding, denying, or attempting to control the uncontrollable, we acknowledge whatever is happening, and then we choose to move forward. In acceptance, we're shifting our mind's focus. We're no longer stuck in those helpless emotions where we feel powerless because we can't change certain things. So in acceptance, we give ourselves permission to let go of fixating on the uncontrollable. So our first step to reclaiming hope is choosing to accept that some areas of our life are uncertain. We just have to acknowledge it and go, you know what, we don't know the outcome. We'll hope for the best, right? And truly, if you think about it, not to trigger anybody who is traumatized by uncertainty, uncertainty is everywhere. You don't know what's really going to happen tomorrow, and you may not even know what's going to happen in the next minute. So here's a fun little thing to think about. So we're in the Christmas time spirit right now, of course, right? So somebody gives you a present, a gift, and what is your attitude about it? Is it, oh no, I don't know what's in here. I'm really worried and scared. What if I open this up and it ruins my life? What if it's the worst possible thing that could happen to me? What if it's not what I want? Or do you sit there and go, oh, this is fun. This is exciting. I wonder what it is. Are you curious and happy? So when we get a present, a gift from somebody, we're looking at an uncertain situation from a more positive, empowering perspective, right? It's kind of a silly example. But can you see how simple it really is? We don't really know. Now, unless somebody's giving you a gift that you know they're a prankster and they're going to give you something to scare you, it could be a different case. But generally, we get a gift. We're like, oh, this is fun. How, thank you so much. This is so much fun. We look forward to knowing what it is. In our life uncertainty, we don't always carry it that way. So how we view uncertainty is important. What if whatever is truly there in your life, this uncertain situation, is leading you to hope, because it is. Maybe it's leading you to a happier life or the best version of you. What if it brings you awesome experiences or a stronger connection to the divine? Everything in your life that you have now was uncertain at some point, every single thing. And I bet you've got some good things going on in your life right now that were previously uncertain. So when we accept uncertainty, we understand that we can't change some certain circumstances, outside circumstances, and we can't change people. Things are what they are. So one way to help us move into acceptance is to acknowledge that and stop waiting for something outside of ourselves to change so you feel better. So release those specific outcomes of what you want to happen and instead trust that the experience is leading you to something better. Okay? Trust it. So the first one is to accept that you have uncertainty in your life. And I'm sure you can agree with me now that you've thought about it. But an interesting idea when she told me that uncertainty actually leads to hope, because in that acceptance of the uncertainty, we get our power back and then the hope reappears. So the next idea is to be in the present moment. Now I have six ideas, just so you know ahead of time what I'm going to be doing. I have six ideas for you. The first one is acceptance. The second one is to be in the present. When we're truly in the present moment, we're not worried or anxious about a potential future. And that's where the problem comes with uncertainty, right? It's the potential future. If we're in the present, we're enjoying the moment right now. Now, a simple way to get back to the present is to simply breathe and notice how your body feels. Breathe deeply. Count your breaths. Focus on the breath. Focus on your body. I talk about this a lot, and if you watch me regularly, you know this. I talk about this a lot, partially because it is so powerful, but also because I know people don't remember to do it. We don't take that second to do it, to decide to do it. And it is so simple. If I'm feeling anxious, when I breathe and get back into my body, what happens is I get out of my head. I get out of my thoughts, my emotions, my worries, and I instantly shift my mood. It doesn't mean I have to sit there and breathe for an hour. I can do 10 breaths. I could do 11 breaths. I could do 3 breaths, and I might feel back in my power again. Whenever I feel uncertain about something, that's when the anxiety starts to come up, right? And then when we breathe, we're back here in the present again and in the body, and then we're back in our power. And when we're back in our power, we're in the flow of who we truly are, at our soul level, of course, and then within that energy is where the hope will come back in again. So if you get stuck in something and you catch yourself worrying, you catch yourself in the anxiety, try this. If you've never tried it, please try it. It is powerful. This is my go-to. This is what I do every time when I catch myself worrying about something is I stop and I breathe. Okay, I have another part to that, which is asking for help from the guidance above, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. So we have to make the most of our moments, and as you become more present, the next thing would be to notice what you're grateful for, what you appreciate. So number three, a simple way to rebuild the hope is to count your blessings, yet something else that I talk about that is easy to do, and yet we don't do it. This can profoundly shift our energy. I do recommend breathing first because it breaks the pattern of getting caught in that emotion of anxiety. So do that first and then start counting your blessings. What we're doing is we're shifting our mind's focus. We're looking for the positive. We're intentionally looking for the positive. We're rebalancing our perspective and energy. And when we do that again, we're reconnecting to the hope. You can even think about some things in your life that were once uncertain and appreciate them. I struggled to have children 20 whatever years ago. Okay, I struggled to have children. And it was a really uncertain time. And now I can look back and I can recognize that that was an important time period for me because when my children did come into my life, I was more appreciative of the fact they were there. And I also think I was a much better mother than I would have been if I'd had them a few years earlier. So this can be a good thing to look back and see those times where you had those uncertain moments and how they came out. I call this a life review. We have the life review on the other side after we've passed, but we can do it in here in the physical as well. So I call that a life review where I specifically go back and look for previous uncertain times. We think about relationships all the time. I can't tell you how many clients come in asking me about when is my partner coming, and I know I was the same way. So lots of times we think about that, and if you look back, you might see the times where you were uncertain, but then somebody did show up in your life. So we might think, oh, I'm never going to find anybody, never going to find anybody, but then there comes somebody. So you might start noticing these things, okay? Hope is directly connected to gratitude and appreciation. When we see the blessings from the past, we realize also that uncertain problems don't last forever. And although we can't control some outcomes, there are a lot of outcomes we can't control, there are still blessings within each, there are still blessings within each circumstance, within each situation that comes in our lives. And when we think about how we've gotten past things, that can help us find the blessings and the hope in today's challenges because we can understand from the physical human level, these problems are not going to last forever, Janet is saying, my husband has just been diagnosed with cancer. I'm so sorry to hear that. Everyone, send positive energy to Janet's husband. We talked yesterday about all the things we are so thankful for. We all know, and I'm not saying anything bad is going to happen here, Janet, but we all know life is fragile and can be short. Okay, so we need to recognize and appreciate the moment. We need to appreciate what we have here in this lifetime now. And sometimes when we have a diagnosis like this, all of a sudden what's truly important comes into sharp focus. And we can do this at all the time. So the third thing was to find those blessings, to find those things you're grateful for, those things you appreciate. The fourth thing I want to talk about is choosing to connect with the divine. On a spiritual level, we breathe in that moment and we are also connecting to the universal divine energy. The energy of the divine is within the breath. If you intend to connect to the divine, this will help you strengthen your power again. Then, when you move into that phase, and I've talked about this in the past, Peating, when we intentionally get into that energy, we can surrender our control. What happens with uncertainty is we want to control. We want to fix. We want those certain outcomes. We might try to control those uncontrollable situations, or we might try to control what we can, hoping that we feel better with the uncontrollable situations. So if we surrender and allow the divine to guide us and be there for us, we give up the control. We end up trusting the divine to help us. Okay? This is why people pray, right? This is why people talk to the divine, talk to spirit, talk to God. We want to strengthen that divine connection. We want to ask for guidance, for help, for peace, for joy. When we have faith that there is a greater power, we connect to that unlimited supply of love and hope. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone. And we think that's why we can't have hope, that we think that's why life is hard and unfair and why things are hopeless and will never improve. We feel like we're alone and we don't have the power to do it ourselves. But when we remember we are a part of the divine, we then know we are not alone and we have all of the power of the universe within us. It's a huge, huge abundance of love, hope, peace, and joy. It's all right there. So this can be very helpful for us if we're navigating uncertainty. Because as humans, we want to do the human thing and fix and control it. We want to make it better. Okay, but as humans, we are also of spiritual nature. We can use that soul power to reconnect to the divine and have it help us as we navigate the uncertain issues. We can set our problems aside even and say, you know what, I can't do this one. You take care of it and let spirit guide you. You can choose to connect with that divine energy. You can choose the hope and the faith and the belief that you are guided, that you are supported. You can ask spirit to guide you and strengthen your ability to believe in yourself because you are of spirit, so you need to believe in yourself as well as believing in the divine. You get to choose to trust. It's the power of choice. You always have a choice. When we're stuck in anxiety and uncertainty, we feel like we don't have a choice so many times. We think we don't have a choice. We don't know how to feel better. As humans, we focus and fixate sometimes on the physical a little too much. We want this in the physical. When really, when it all comes down, we boil it all down to what is most important, it is our feelings that are most important. We want to feel loving. We want to feel peaceful. We want to feel joyful. You've met people, I'm sure, who have some of the most horrible experiences in their lives, but yet they're so happy and they choose to have the joy even with whatever's going on in their lives. They don't let the problems drag them down and drown them in a sea of waves that just seem to overcome everything in their lives. When we remember that we are a part of the divine, we trust that everything that is happening to us, we need to experience. We need to experience it so we can reconnect to who we are at the soul level, so we can reclaim that love and joy and peace and hope that is within us at all times. So what you might try doing is breathing, like I told you earlier, doing the breathing exercise. And what I usually do is I follow that up with guide me. That has been my theme this whole year. My 2021 theme is guide me, asking spirit to guide me no matter what I'm doing, helping me prepare a show, helping me with readings, helping me with whatever. So breathe and affirm that you are guided. Just think, if you can do this, which you can, rather than being stuck in anxiety, you're actually opening up to that divine guidance. It's a much better use of my brain space, is what I like to say. That ties into like my stomach space. I don't want to eat something that's a waste of my stomach space. So anxiety is a waste of my brain space. It's using up part of my brain, and I don't want to take the time to do that, so it's a waste of it. So I want to push it off to the divine and say, you take care of this one. I'm just going to trust it's going to come out as it's supposed to. Now, as humans, of course, remember, we always have our wishes, what we want it to be. Okay, we want certain outcomes and endings. Sometimes we get the ones we want, and sometimes we don't. And we have to accept that. It's a part of life. So if you just trust that whatever is happening, that you're being guided, you're experiencing what you're supposed to, that will help you release the anxiety and the hope will come back in. Part of the reason we feel anxious and hopeless is that it seems like life happens to us, right? It's uncontrollable. It happens to us. You know, we can't control another person's behavior. We can't control the loss of a job. We can't control somebody dying. So what we frequently do is we spend our time reacting to the unpleasant, difficult circumstances, going from one problem to the other, just kind of ping-ponging. You know, like I use this example in my book, a ball in a pinball machine. We go from here to there to here to there. And so we do that sometimes in our lives because we have one problem, we have to deal with that. We don't really figure out what we want to do next. We don't really plan ahead. We don't think about what we want to have. So because we feel like life happens to us, we also believe sometimes that we can't feel better. We just can't, that it's hopeless, right? So to counterbalance that hopeless feeling, We want to use your power to create the life you want. Now that's number five here in case you're counting. So I have two ideas here to help you create the life you want. One is something else I always talk about, which is setting that daily intention. I talk about this because it works. So how do you want to feel throughout your day? Do you want to intend to be guided by spirit? Maybe that's something you'd like to work on a little bit, to play with. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to easily complete a certain project? So set your intention on what you want to feel, what you want to accomplish. The feeling that goes with whatever it is you're setting your intention for will amplify the energy of your intention. So that brings the success to you. If I remember to do this, and I keep talking about putting a sign up on the wall to remind me, to set my intention. So before I even get out of bed, today is going to be this. Today I am going to be happy. Today I'm going to be this. Today I'm whatever it's going to be. And this really helps me get out of worrying, get out of the anxiety, because I'm deciding, I'm using my power and I'm deciding, this is how I want my day to go. I don't get up and say to myself, boy, I hope I have a lot of anxiety today. I don't get up and say, boy, all those problems I had yesterday, and oh, I still have to finish them. No, start your day with deciding what you want and then set the intention to go for it. What I have found over my 21 years of spiritual awakening and spiritual growth is the simplest ideas are the ones that make the biggest difference. And I've said this before, too. I'm repeating myself tonight, but there must be a reason for it. You know the book, The Four Agreements. You know, people will read it and they'll go, oh, yeah, I know all that. Yeah, I know that. I know not to take anything personally. But then they turn around and they take something personally. So we have these ideas, but we don't put them into practice. We don't play with them. That's what we need to be doing. We need to make a decision to do this, okay? I'm going to check the comments, and then I've got one more idea to share with you on creating the life you want, and then another idea to think about. So I just have to check the comments. Lisa, I'm sure the friends I invited, oops, I just moved on me again, would love to buy your book. Can you please message me a link? Yes, Lisa. The book is actually not yet available, but it will be out. I'm aiming for January 12th. In my head, I have made it January 12th. Whether the publishing company agrees with me, well, we will find out maybe tomorrow. As soon as I have a date, I will post it on all social media everywhere. And if you are on my mailing list, you will hear about it on there as well. And again, in case you missed it at the beginning, on my page, once we have the date, then all this stuff will be on my page. But once we have the date, when you go to my website, there'll be a pop-up, so to speak, on there where you can sign up and you can get the first chapter of my book for free. You can download it and read it right there on your computer. And then you can purchase the book after that if you'd like to do so. So we are going to do that. I will do that. I will tell you more about that maybe next week. So, Diane, I am one of those folks who is always positive no matter what's happening in my life. Sometimes I get accused of living in happy town, but I don't believe that's true. I acknowledge my life has challenges sometimes, but that's not what I choose to focus on, and that is the key right there. What we're talking about tonight is the anxiety and the uncertainty and the hope. What we want to do is rebalance our focus. We want to focus on the hope. We want to focus on the positive. When we minimize the effects of uncertainty, we minimize the anxiety, that's when the hope can come back in because we're back in our power of who we are. Lisa's saying, I called off for tomorrow. I never call off. Bad environment. Self-care. Good for you, Lisa. Good self-care. Yes. Awesome. Diane is saying, I set that intention every day. Lisa, please tell me how to sign up. Sign up for my book. Go to my website, but it's not there yet. So you could go to my website and sign up to be on the mailing list. At the bottom of the first page, there is a free download there, which is something like Secrets to a Meaningful Life. And you can sign up there and you'll get on the mailing list and then you'll find out everything that's happening. And while we're on sign up, in January, I am starting, and I will get right back to this. Don't worry. In January, my Courageously You group coaching program begins on January 13th, okay? It's an 8-week Zoom coaching program. We go through my Happy and Unstoppable online course, strategies to help you handle your problems, a lot like what I do here, strategies to handle your problems. You get personal and group coaching every single week. We talk about whatever you want to talk about. We talk about problems you have, insights you have, challenges, anything that's going on. And we talk about that and give you those strategies so you can get back into the power of who you truly are. So it's 8 weeks of Zoom coaching starting January 13th, free access to the online course. And you also, if you register before January 7th, you do get a free 30-minute coaching session with me as well. So if you, that's an individual coaching session. So if you're interested in that, go to my website, look at the very top of any page. It says right there, Courageously You Group Coaching Program starts January 13th. Just click on it. It'll take you right to the page. Spaces are limited, okay? I'm not going to take 20 people because I want to make sure I have enough time to give you personal guidance and suggestions. So spaces are limited. So if you're thinking about doing it, I do recommend you sign up sooner rather than later, just in case, okay? Because we do have people going on now, signing up now. So look at people congratulating you, Lisa, for taking care of yourself. I love this. The coaching program is a wonderful coaching program, if I say so myself. I am just so impressed by the people who show up and do the work and step into their power. They truly step into their power. So if you're interested in doing something like that, and I think it's a great time to do that in the new year, it starts January 13th, Thursday night, 7:30, 8 weeks in a row. There is 1 week off because I have an Erie Philharmonic rehearsal, but otherwise it is 8 weeks. So plan 9 weeks just because there's that 1 week off. So anyway, go to my website. You can check it out, ColleenVanderZijden.com. Back to our show here. So, sorry, I digress, but, you know, this is the way it goes here, right? With me, you've been here with me before. You know how I am. So the other thing that you can use your power to create the life you want is, on a practical matter, okay, if you're anxious about a specific situation, so think about what you can do to help yourself feel better. What can you do? It's like I'm calling it right now a reality check. It gets you back into the facts and your power of choice to change how you experience your life. For example, you know, speaking of holidays and holiday dinners, we have the horrible uncle going off on a political rant right at dinner. So you know, you've seen it in the past, and maybe you have a little bit of dread. You know, you don't want to go to this dinner necessarily, or maybe you're like, oh, I want to see everybody, but I don't want to experience that. So a reality check. The facts are he has his beliefs. The facts are he likes to share them. The facts are you can't change them. Another fact is you don't have to listen to him. So in your power of choice, if you want a peaceful, kind, fun dinner, what can you do to feel better? You could ask him not to talk about that topic. You could decide to leave the room if he does. You could even decide not to go to the dinner. If you're doing the inviting, you cannot invite him. You always have a choice. You always have options. If you do a reality check here and check within yourself what the facts are and what you really want that you can do to help yourself feel better, this will minimize your anxiety. So much of our anxiety is we worry about something that always happens, right? Or we worry about something that might happen, and we don't take it to the next step where we think, what can I do so I don't have to handle that, so I don't have to deal with it? So that's another practical way you can use your power and get back into that positive mindset. Because when you're using your power and you're removing things or you're making different choices, you're honoring your power, the hope comes back in, you're also going to feel a lot better. Lisa says I talk too fast. ColleenVanderZijden.com. Go to my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com, and you can sign up for my mailing list at the bottom of my page there. And don't worry, I'll post everything on social media. When my book is out, it'll all be posted. Okay, it will all be posted. Okay, now the sixth thing, this is my final thing, my sixth thing to help you reduce the anxiety, lessen the effects of uncertainty, and bring in more hope in your life so you get back to that optimism and positivity. So to reduce the anxiety, and this is a big one, really, is to think about other people, right? Be a caring person. In the anxiety, we're stuck in our head, right? We're stuck in here. So if you're getting caught up there a little bit, start looking out at other people and how you can use your power to help other people. It can be something simple, some kindness, you know, letting somebody go ahead of you in line at the grocery store. It can be leaving a great tip for the restaurant server. It could be visiting somebody you know who can't get out. It could be sending a card to somebody, calling a friend. Maybe you'll write a letter to somebody. You can provide hope to others. And you might even be part of somebody's Christmas miracle, somebody who's sad and lonely and might need somebody to reach out. when you check in with yourself, and maybe you'll be guided, maybe Spirit will say to you, hey, why don't you give that person a call? Hey, why don't you tell that person how much you like them? Why don't you tell that person how much they mean to you? Why don't you congratulate somebody or give them a compliment about something they've done, said, or how they look? There's so many different ways that we can show care to somebody else and help uplift somebody else. And let them know that you see them. In your anxiety, sometimes I bet you may not feel seen. You feel alone. You feel like you don't know if people see you or feel you. But when you start to show that to other people, you're actually, what you're doing is you're in your power, you're connecting to the divine, and you're sharing your love and hope with other people. And as you do that, you will feel better too. It's a win-win. So the way out of anxiety and into hope is by living in the light and the power of who you truly are at your soul level. It's living there, okay? You want to be here in this life. You want to experience it as much as possible. So rebalance your thoughts. Rebalance your focus. Focus on the positive. Do what you can to minimize the anxiety within yourself as well as within other people. Okay, check in your comments again. I love you guys just telling Lisa she did such a great job with taking her day off. She says it's the third time in 10 years. It's unpaid mental health day. Oh, it's only unpaid in money, Katie. Yes, Katie, good. Your mental health is its own wealth, but I completely get it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to do that. But, you know, what may happen there, Lisa, is that somebody does leave you that big tip. You know, they appreciate you, and they want to let you know that they see you. I wouldn't be surprised. If anyone needs that mental health, it's you. And Greg is saying so much power in our choices. Instead of wishing and hoping that someone will behave differently, right? How can we make a choice, I'm stumbling, about our behavior so that the ball is in our court? Afraid someone will get drunk? Don't go to that party. Afraid they won't have anything that you would like to eat? Bring your favorites yourself. Yes, right? So do what you have to do so you are in your power. You have the power, and when you do that, you will feel so much better. You will be happier. You'll be in control of your life. You'll be playing your life in your own rules, okay? So to summarize for you, the way out, right? Being yourself, being true to yourself, minimizing the others. Accept the uncertainty. It is there. We all have it. It's there. Don't focus on it to the exclusion of everything else. Be in the present. Breathe. Connect with your body. Count your blessings. Find the blessings. There are so many. Choose to connect with the divine and trust that you're going to be guided. Trust. Use your power to create the life you want. Set those intentions and do that reality check. What are the facts and what can you do to change it? What can you do to make yourself feel better? And then help other people too. It is interesting because I'm always talking about, you know, you being you know, doing things that are right for you, living in your light, living in your power. And I want to make sure you all understand that when I'm talking about you being you, I'm talking about who you are at your soul level, the loving being that you truly are, the divine loving being that you are. And that's the person I'm talking about. That's the person that's there for other people. That's the person that honors our own truth, honors our boundaries, takes care of ourselves, all of that. So that's what we're talking about tonight. What did she say? We only control our choices. It's a hard truth to learn and remember. It is, because we, you know, as I've said a million times as well, we have been programmed to take care of everybody else. We have been programmed to believe certain things. And so we never learned how to check in with ourselves. In my book, I actually talk about that, how we got stuck in that programming and how we reclaim our power of choice. And once we do that, we do end up being happier. We really do. Katie's saying, I find helping someone else who needs it the best way to rectify a bad day. It truly is a reset. It really is. Yes. And it's so much fun when we feel like ourselves and we're in our power and we can be there for somebody else truly, authentically, and genuinely. you know, from our heart. That's a great. Make sure you're keeping tabs on how you feel. Make sure you're checking in with yourself and treating yourself with kindness. If you start getting stressed out, what can you do to change it? If you start feeling anxious, do some breathing. Take yourself back to yourself. Ask the divine to help. Do what you need to do so you feel like you. Okay? And what else? Something else I was going to tell you. Oh, can't remember. Next week, I think I might be talking about, we'll see, unless spirit changes my mind, which is possible. But I think we're going to talk about 2022. Are you ready for it? What's your life wanting to be like? Yes, Allison, I can't wait to read your book. Me too. It'll be so nice when I have it. I can't even tell you. So as I wrap up here, now remember, if you're thinking you might want some coaching, this is a great program. The group coaching program I talked about starts January 13th. It is a group. It's a great price. You do get a free coaching session with me. It's actually something like, oh, we figured it out once. It's something like a $2,200 value or something for much less money than that. If you've ever thought about having coaching, this is a great way to step into it. And we have so much fun. And then my book should be out around the same time, give or take a little bit, Courageously You, Magical Mind Games to Get Unstuck and Reignite Your Joys to help you get back into your power, be who you truly are so you can be the happiest version of you that you could possibly be. It's going to be amazing when it's out there for all of you. And the whole point of writing it was to help you all. So that's coming. Now, lilydaleassembly.org, you can find out what's happening here in Lilydale. We do have some off-season workshops that are online. Feel free to check that out. Feel free to go to my website, colleenvanderzijden.com, and sign up for my mailing list so that you can be notified of things. And if you're not following my page here on Facebook, Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, be sure to follow it. I will be posting here and on Instagram. My assistant is posting on my Facebook page, Instagram, and Pinterest as well. You can find information there about me and everything that's happening. So if you have any questions, any comments, feel free to send me messages or put them in here. And otherwise, I think I have done my share for today, and I've told you everything that Spirit wanted me to tell you. This was totally Spirit's directed show. I hope some of this information has been very helpful for you and helps you minimize your anxiety. And I do, for those of you who celebrate and are going to be having a Christmas, I do wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and just have some fun. And next week I will see you again, and we will be talking about all sorts of other things as well. So you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will send you all my best. And good luck, Lisa, and enjoy your day off tomorrow. So everybody, have fun. I will see you later. You have a wonderful day. Bye. Amen.